From the beginnings of our existence, humans have existed against a backdrop of constant climatic and environmental change. Some of these shifts endured for millennia, glacials and interglacials. Others, like the Younger Dryas, for a mere 1,000 years, still more, for a century, like a drought cycle, and many others, like El Niños, even for a few months or even weeks. There's a lesson in this, because the chronicle of prehistory shows us just how vulnerable we are to the sudden twists and turns of global climate, to drought and flood, to natural disasters like earthquake and fire. And there is one thing that's very clear, that many of society's earlier, less complex cultures were far less vulnerable to natural disaster than we are, simply because they could move. Prehistory is a lesson in increasingly environmental diversity, a vulnerability through time, a vulnerability to the forces of nature even more acute today, when we have anthropogenic global warming, chronic overbuilding of coastal plains, and many more people on Earth than ever before. 2.5 million years of human prehistory provide us with a fascinating perspective on the potential dangers of anthropogenic global warming and of our ability to modify our own environment, often disastrously. The earliest historical records on Earth go back about 5,000 years in Egypt and Mesopotamia. But as I told you earlier in the course, it was many centuries before these records became true human chronicles. In many parts of the world, written records did not exist until the arrival of European explorers and colonists. In parts of Africa, for example, archaeology and oral histories passed from one generation to the next by word of mouth, which only have limited chronological depth, are the only records of the recent and more remote past. Why is human prehistory important? Not only because it tells us about diversity, but because it gives us the unwritten history of numerous societies throughout the non-Western world. It's an extension of history, much further back into the past, in areas like Europe even, with longer historical records. As such, the finite records of the past, artifacts, archaeological sites being devastated by industrial expansion and by looting, and all manner of destruction like deep ploughing, are a priceless record of human achievement which is vanishing before our eyes. We learn some important lessons about humanity from prehistory, which come from thousands of archaeological sites, from artifacts, food remains, and all the panoply of modern archaeological research. We learn, for example, that we're all descended from African roots and share a common humanity which unites us more than it divides us. As the late Harvard biologist Stephen Jay Gould said, we are all products of a common African twig, the twig of this tree of human evolution. We learn another lesson, too. There are numerous solutions to living successfully in the world. Not all human societies became farmers or herders. By no means all farming chiefdoms, for example, developed greater and greater elaboration and became fully-fledged urban civilizations. Civilization, we learn, was not necessarily a panacea to the evils of an increasingly crowded world, a solution to food shortages or protection against predatory neighbors. All too often, the pre-industrial civilizations functioned for the benefit of a few.